In Oak Park, just off 11th Street, is the building that once was Wichita's fresh air baby camp. There's a cooling breeze from the river, and shade from aging oak trees surrounds the sturdy stucco building. Most Wichitans know it as the Girl Scout Little House, which it was for nearly 75 years. Kathy Morgan, historic preservation planner for the city of Wichita, walks with us around the building.
The west end of the building was the crib room. And then this end of the building was where the east end was, where they had babies that might have needed to be quarantined.
The tiny building now stands in disrepair, with faded white walls and boarded up windows. It's been vacant since 2001.
This facility operated in the good weather months, say like from May through September or October, because it originally did not have heating or cooling. And you can see that by all of the windows on this building. They would have had those windows open and the air would have moved in and out, and the babies would have gotten the health benefits of that.
The Wichita Fresh Air Baby Camp housed children who had trouble breathing. They had respiratory diseases or problems like colic. The building had 20 baby cribs and was staffed by volunteer doctors and nurses. They also provided education for young mothers. It was originally part of Wesley Hospital, and the camp was a special ward for sick infants whose parents were poor. The care was also free. Claire Willenberg is the chairman of the board of the Friends of the Historic Fresh Air Baby Camp.
And at that time, Wesley Hospital was housed in a three-story Victorian house in Midtown. No ventilation. You can imagine how hard it was to get healthy if you were ailing.
The purpose of the camp was to give sick infants access to fresh, cool air. And in a city where summer temperatures can soar above 100 degrees, this was done with unique triple sash windows, which were used to move air through buildings at the time.
And so when they started getting more sophisticated about their building designs and started putting in windows that created a draft that pulled cooler air in at the bottom and the warm air went out through the top sash, and it would create an airflow circulation.
The fresh air movement was part of a social economic shift in the early 20th century when people began to realize the benefits of fresh air. In large cities where people lived in tenements, the concept extended to putting cages in the windows and babies in the cages. Some even had coverings to protect the children from snow. In a book on the care and feeding of children written by Dr. L. Emmett Holt, a 19th century professor and physician, there's an entire chapter on airing children.
Airing in the room may be begun even in cold weather when the child is 1 month old, at first for only 15 minutes at a time. This period may be gradually lengthened by 10 or 15 minutes each day until it is 4 or 5 hours. This airing may be continued in almost all kinds of weather. Fresh air is required to renew and purify the blood, and this is just as necessary for health and growth as proper food. The effects of fresh air include improved appetite, better digestion, red cheeks, and all signs of health.
Director of the Kansas Infant Death and SIDS Network, Dr. Christy Shun, says that in the 1920s, babies were laid to sleep on their tummies, which would have made it hard for them to breathe. This, in combination with the hospital being in an old Victorian house, would have made the baby camp a vast improvement.
It was an older building, might have had environmental irritants, such as mold or mildew, which would have made infection or asthmatic responses to the respiratory infection more difficult to deal with. So moving to this alternate environment would have increased the airflow available to the baby or increased oxygenation. It also might have possibly increased the infant's ability to control their temperature.
The Fresh Air Baby Camp was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 2006, and the Friends of the Historic Fresh Air Baby Camp came together a few years later with the mission to restore it. Their focus right now is on the roof, which will be completed with custom tiles from Ludovici Roof Tiles, the same company that supplied the original roofing materials. It will cost an estimated $150,000, so it's expensive, but it's also fireproof, just like the rest of the building. Kathy Morgan.
It originally was a tent structure. It had a wood floor and canvas sides, and that structure burned in 1919.
The fire destroyed the original camp in June, prior to its second season. It was not occupied at the time. By August, the business community and private individuals had donated everything from building materials to labor, and a new facility was completed and open for sick babies.
This building is important to Wichita because, number one, is it shows the willingness of the business community to step forward and donate and help and create something that's beneficial to the entire community. And then just the fact that we've done a lot of research and we haven't been able to identify any other structures remaining that were used for this original purpose.
The camp was open until 1926, when the babies were moved to a permanent facility at Wesley Hospital's property on North Hillside. The move enabled the program to continue year-round instead of just in the summer. The empty building was then leased by the local Girl Scout Council. Next steps for the restoration of the baby camp include a geothermal heating and cooling system, as well as finishing the triple sash windows that at one time pulled in much needed fresh air. For KMUW News, I'm Abigail Wilson.